Today is a special service, as it's the lessons and carols. You know, we often think about the Christmas story of just that small part in the Bible where it tells about Jesus' birth, and it's in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke, but, you know, the whole Bible is really about God and about Jesus. And so the great thing about doing the lessons and carols is it steps us through all the way from Genesis and shows us how from the very beginning that we knew Jesus was coming, and through the prophets and leading on up to his birth, and that he's always been and he will always be. And so it's a wonderful time as we come together. And I know this is a story you've known all your lives, but I pray that you'll listen. You know, as Sheila was telling the kids, to use their ears and just to really listen to the story as if it's for the first time. And really listen to the scriptures, but also as we sing each of the carols between each of the nine lessons, that you're paying attention to those words that are spoken in those carols, because we can always learn more from it. Let this be a special time as we participate in the lessons and carols.
First lesson, Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, 17 and 19. God announces in the Garden of Eden Adam and Eve's punishment for their rebellion, and that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush her head, and you will strike his heel." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And our carol, please stand, is "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus" on page 196.
Through strength and consolation. second lesson from Genesis 22, 15 through 18. God promises to Abraham that by his descendants all the nations of the earth shall obtain blessing. The angels of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time. Instead, I swear myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. And if you'll please stand for the carol, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 1 and 4 in the Methodist Hymnal on page 211.
Please be seated.
I will be reading the third lesson, Isaiah 9:2, 6-7. The prophet announces the birth of a king to the people in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. By the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The next carol is I Walk as a Child of the Light, verses 1 and 3, found in the United Methodist Hymnal, number 206.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give my darkness at all, the night Please be seated.
The fourth lesson is taken from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5a. The king is coming and will usher in the reign of justice for the poor and peace for all of God's creation. The scripture reads, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace." If you'd stand and join us for the next carol, it's in page 230 of the United Methodist Hymnal, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Holy One will be called the Son of God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left.
Thank you.
true, thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praise his voicing, greet the morrow, Christ the babe was born for you. Please be seated.
We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd my people Israel. When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They then opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Please rise as we sing We Three Kings, verses 1 and 5, in your hymnal number 254. Was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. Though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Please stand for the carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, verses 1, 3, and 6, found in United Methodist Hymnal 234.
Ye faithful, joyful.